With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The only thing that is constant these days is change, and nothing seems to be changing any faster today than the food market. We see it in everything from what people like to eat to what they want to eat to what they end up buying to eat on any given day. It's constantly changing. I recently spoke with Mike Lee, co-founder of Alpha Food Labs, about the future of food and where the marketplace is headed when it comes to food choices.
The future of food gets harder and harder to predict around one or two things because we are completely fragmented and tribal as a society, meaning there are more need states that there ever have been out there than ever before.
Lee says just talk to most of the big food companies out there.
They've lost billions of dollars of market share over the past 6 years to smaller companies who can kind of find a good size food tribe that maybe somebody used to call niche before, but actually build a business off of that and say, I'm not going to try to be everything and everyone. I'm just going to please this group of people because I understand them really well.
Like everything else, Lee says, the digital age is changing the way we do everything.
My advice to growers is, you know, pick the thing that in the community that you think you can service the best. How can you give a 10 out of 10 experience to a small group of people, not a 4 out of 10 experience to everybody? Because the difference is these smaller groups have much more power than they used to, both in purchasing and influence.
Listen tomorrow for more on the future of food. And welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. Joining us again is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, we want to promote beneficial insects into your orchard systems.
Well, first ask yourself if you're willing to let the beneficial insects have some food. That means allowing pest populations to be present or having alternative food sources nearby. Allow some persilla to keep Dariocaris around. Plant rose bushes nearby to encourage leaf roller parasitoids. Keep apple rust mites for western predatory mite snack. Some growers even release green lacewings in their orchards.
Okay, so trying to keep prey for the predators to eat. What else?
Next, consider the impact of broad-spectrum insecticides, both organic and conventional, and avoid using in the middle of summer when predators are at their peak. Local spray guides have impact ratings on beneficial insects. Plan a pest management program somewhere in the middle of total desert to dripping mess. It might take a couple of years to reach an equilibrium.
Well, thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.